Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Coast Guard this morning will continue searching for a seiner that apparently disappeared in southern southeast last night. The boat was being followed by another seiner, the Carol E, into Kendrick Bay at the southern end of Prince of Wales Island. The first vessel went missing, and then the Carol E took on water. A Good Samaritan vessel, the Lady Kate, helped the Carol E dewater itself. Lieutenant Crystal Hiddick of the Coast Guard Command Center in Juneau says the two-person crew of the Carol E spotted trash in the water, but it's unclear if it was from the disappearing vessel or just unrelated flotsam. Two people reported on board the vessel with no name. A Coast Guard 47-foot motor lifeboat from Ketchikan and an H-60 helicopter from Sitka searched last night. The H-60 was expected to continue searching area at first light today. The final environmental impact study has been released on the Point Thompson gas project on the North Slope. The study's release is the last step before the federal government can give the project the go-ahead. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released the final environmental impact study for the ExxonMobil's gas project Friday. The 500-page report reviews a wide range of topics from water quality to marine life to recreation. Shell Oil Company faces three more obstacles in its quest to drill in Arctic waters this year. Shell's oil spill containment barge is not ready. It's still waiting for an air emission permit, and sea ice is sticking around longer than usual. But company vice president Pete Slaby says he remains confident that drilling will start sometime this year. It's a limbo of sorts for the Douglas Post Office. A year ago, the U.S. Postal Service included Douglas on its list of small post offices to be closed. That's still all we know, according to Alaska District Spokesman Ernie Swanson.
It remains on the list for consideration for possible closure, but no action has been taken, and there's no time schedule for when a decision on that might be made.
The Douglas Post Office was not part of a plan that went into effect in May to reduce hours of service in 13,000 low-traffic rural post offices around the country. And postal officials say a decision on Douglas and four other Alaska facilities is still on hold. The NECA Valley took the fourth of five games over Juneau on Friday to take the Alaska Junior Softball title. The NECA Valley took the first game on Tuesday 7-0, but Juneau took the second game on Wednesday 2-1. The NECA Valley followed up with 6-5 and 7-3 wins on Thursday and Friday to wind up the series. Gatineau Channel Little League officials say Neneca Valley now advances to the regional tournament in Vancouver, Washington tomorrow. Softball juniors are usually girls 13 to 14 years old. Meanwhile, Juneau's major baseball team, now Alaska champions, and move on to the Western Regional Tournament in San Bernardino, California. Their first game is Friday against Wyoming. Juneau, representing Alaska District 2, beat Diamond West, representing Alaska District 1, in a sweep of a three-game series. Scores were 15-0 Tuesday, 3-1 Thursday, and 4-1 on Saturday. Majors baseball are usually boys 11 to 12 years old. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some cloudy skies, some patchy fog, scattered showers, and more showers tonight and tomorrow, changing to rain for most of the rest of the week. Could get up to about 60 degrees today.